KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Here's what's going on for a Monday, the 16th day of November for 2020. A storm system will move into the region on Tuesday, spreading south during the day. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the Sierra Nevada above 6,500 feet from 2 p.m. Tuesday through 6 p.m. Wednesday. Snow levels will start around 6,000 to 7,000 feet Tuesday, then lower slightly on Wednesday. Half a foot to 2 feet of snow expected above the 7,000-foot elevation. In addition to the heavy snow, strong gusty southwest winds ranging from 50 to 60 miles an hour will occur on Tuesday and Tuesday night. Now, travel will be very difficult in the high Sierras. Anticipate slippery road conditions, travel delays, and allow extra time to reach your destination.
Well, some changes being made at the state level, which could potentially move Amador County to a more restrictive tier on the state's blueprint for a safer economy. Local public health departments updated by the California Department of Public Health this past Friday regarding the rapidly increasing number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations within the state. Now, to address this, the state, along with the state of Washington and Oregon, have released a travel advisory discouraging travel over the upcoming holidays. Now, this is an advisory, not a complete ban. In addition, state health officials indicate the state may move counties more quickly to a more restrictive tier based on 1 week of data and implementing measures within 1 day rather than three. They may also determine the need to move back more than one tier at each time. The state expected to announce tier movements later today. While there are a number of scenarios the state may implement in the next month, expect impacts on business in any given sector with regards to reduction in services. As always, everyone is encouraged to remain vigilant about COVID-19 safety. Communities and individuals can do their part to prevent the spread of COVID-19 by focusing on the basics, wearing a mask, watching their distance, washing their hands, staying home when sick.
On Friday, Calaveras Public Health confirmed 17 additional cases of COVID-19 in that county. The cases include 3 females under 17 years of age, 3 females and 2 males between 18 to 49 years of age, 2 females and 4 males between 50 to 64 years of age, 1 female and 1 male over the age of 65. Now, Calaveras County is currently at the minimal risk, or yellow, on the state's 4-tiered COVID-19 system. As most indoor operations remain open with modifications and the holidays fast approaching, Calaveras Public Health urges everyone to remain cautious to keep the case rates down. To date, Calaveras has confirmed 390 COVID-19 cases. There have been 21 confirmed deaths related to COVID-19. There are currently 24 active cases.
And the Shasta County Sheriff's Office reports an Amador County woman killed last week in a chain reaction accident east of Bella Vista on Highway 299. According to reports, on Tuesday morning around 10, Elizabeth Chick of Ione headed eastbound as a westbound tractor trailer hauling a large load of 1,200-pound hay bales was attempting to negotiate a set of curves when 6 of the large bales shifted and fell off the truck. The falling bales of hay landed on Chick's Honda Civic, sending hay and vehicle debris in all directions. Due to the impact, Chick's vehicle swerved into oncoming traffic, struck another vehicle, 2 other cars, then crashed into the hay bales, as well as Chick's vehicle. CHP says Chick was pronounced dead at the scene.
A McCallamy Hill couple lost their lives in a fatal head-on collision on Highway 49 north of Drytown Friday afternoon. The wreck happened about 3:15 between Drytown and Central House near the Highway 1649 intersection. Brandon Harris and his passenger, Rebecca Swafford, were pronounced dead at the scene. Swafford's young daughter was transported to UC Davis in Sacramento for further treatment. The wreckage blocked both lanes of the highway for close to 2 hours. The roadway was reopened at 5:30. The CHP has yet to release any information on the accident.
And Calaveras Highway Patrol reports 3 people injured in a head-on crash on Highway 4 in Angels Camp Friday evening. The wreck happened around 6:15 at Pool Station Road intersection. CHP reports One of those injured, a 5-year-old child, who had to be freed from the vehicle and flown with major injury. There's no word on the other two individuals' conditions. Now, the wreckage blocked both lanes of the highway, with officers directing traffic. No names or further info has been released by CHP.
And welcome back, Amador County Unified School children. Now, a quick reminder to parents, bus routes will be the same as they were last year. However, each route will begin about 10 minutes earlier than normal. Please stay with your child until they have passed the health and safety screening conducted by each bus driver. Bus capacity will be no more than 28 students, so if a route fills up prior to completion, another bus will be sent to complete the route, or the same bus will return to pick up the remaining students. The district is asking for everyone's patience with these potential delays. The district also strongly encourages all students, kindergarten through high school, to wear face coverings for all health and safety of students, staff, and families. Regardless, remember, face coverings are required for students in the third grade and above. Now, if your child is exhibiting symptoms or has a temperature higher than 100.4, please keep them home to ensure everyone's safety. And that's a look at local news on A Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.